The next patient is Rosemary Zimmerman. The last name is Z, like in Zulu, I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N, Rosemary. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 78-year-old, a white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4, period. And the patient was found with carcinoma of the colon in 2017. She went to Lakeland for therapy. The patient had a resection of the compromised colon, and apparently during the operative procedure, there was need to put bilateral stents. The patient was unaware of the stents. She was discharged to be followed by the oncologist. She developed profuse hematuria. She went back to Lakeland. They removed the stents. And the hematuria subsided, period. The patient has been treated by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, at the cancer center in Sebring. And she says that radiation therapy and chemotherapy were given for about 6 weeks. Period. Whether or not the patient developed UP junction obstruction associated to radiation cystitis is not known, but the patient was obstructed bilaterally. Nephrostomies were in place. The nephrostomy stayed for several weeks. And eventually the nephrostomy tube were removed. The stents were also removed. Those stents were passed by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-H-S-H-I. Period. We believe that this CKD4 is obstructive, related to the above-mentioned process. The patient maintains a serum creatinine of 1.9 in December 29th, 2021, with an estimated EFR of 25 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is not accurate because the patient has a severe pyuria and infection and the presence of blood. The patient has a very busy urinary segment, white blood cells more than 182, RBCs more than 52. There was a presence of yeast and clumps of white blood cells. In the culture where there was a streptococci that I did not treat. The patient has a coming up appointment with the urologist. He's going to practice. He's going to do a cystoscopy and reevaluation of the case again. Period. Meanwhile, we are going to obtain the results of the cystoscopy that was done on March 21st of 2021, along with the CT scan in October of 21 by Dr. Ahmed, the oncologist. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today 121/77. Number three, the patient has with hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins, Lipitor 80 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease and five stents. She's followed by Dr. Sankar. She has been asymptomatic. We know that the patient has a decreased left ventricular systolic function and an estimated GFR that is between 45 and 50% in the last echocardiogram. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face conversation and a physical exam. I spent 30 minutes and 7 minutes in the documentation of the case.